last call of the day, political news Wednesday here on the Filler Style Podcast channel, where we bring you five exciting shows, different shows all week long, society and culture news with two comedians, former police Jadair White and Margaret Owens, and then myself. And then we have True Crime with Kendra, Jay Rama, and Jonathan Bates. And then today, Political News Wednesday with Conservative Ant, Deadleg Media, and myself. Today, we actually have a special guest as well. We'll introduce him here shortly. And then Thursdays with Jay Kiefer and Jonathan Bates for sports. Back at it on Friday with Big Case Breakdowns, Tally from Anti-Hero Podcast, and myself. All to keep first responders informed and entertained 5 days a week. Brought to you by GhostBed.com/Wolfpack, the wellness company /Wolfpack, and FactorMeals.com/Wolfpack50. Big show for you today. One, can you smell who The Rock is endorsing? Question mark. And then we've got a huge fundraiser by the Trump administration, which I don't know, maybe Anthony was there and he can tell us a little bit more about it. RFK, is he going to help Trump? Is he not going to help Trump? And is there some kind of secret conspiracy behind the RFK movement? And then Jon Stewart exposing Apple and Amazon, bizarro news, plus kudos to everyone who survived apocalypse this week. You guys are the real ones. You guys survived. Let's jump into it, all this and more on today's Failure to Stop. Hit it, Joshua.
The growing calls across the nation to defund the police.
To end policing as we know it.
Off the charts violence in New York City. 11 people shot in just 8 hours on Sunday.
This is about the police officers who every single day put on that uniform and they run towards danger when we run away from it.
Yeah, guns up, giddy up. Hey, special shout out to FTS Wolfpack, which is our private Facebook group. Got some new members in there. Jason Coward, Gordon Wester, Kelly Beck. I'm going to start doing that. I haven't done that. That group is growing. It's a private group where first responders, law enforcement, wives and whatnots, supporters of, just go and hang out. It's a lot of fun. Nothing's off limits. You want to debate on there? Go ahead. Nobody's going to kick you off. It's managed by Falconator, who are fans here, paid members, Bosco Autry. And they know that, like, as long as it's some kind of productive, you don't have to agree with everything we say. But as long as you're like halfway productive, it's a freedom of speech. It's as free a speech as you're going to get, as long as Facebook will allow it and not cancel you. So head over to FTS Wolfpack or FTS underscore Wolfpack. It's a private group. Head over there. Speaking of which, thank you to all of our live chatters, which we got a chatty Kathy group tonight. Tyler S., Michael Hendricks, Diesel Tech. What else we got up in there? Falconator, David J. Let me see. We keep going up here. Loren in the house. I'm not going to scroll up there. A lot of paid members, though. Appreciate all you guys. Hopefully, I gave enough of y'all shout outs. And if I didn't and I missed you, you know I love you guys. Also, if you want to be a paid member on Patreon, we do 5 free shows on audio and video. If you want to help and support the show, we do some extra content on Patreon. It's less than a cup of coffee a month, $3. Go over there. Looks like we got a conservative aunt with us this week. This big giant fundraiser, were you there? I know you're in Mar-a-Lago all the time. I don't know what you're there for and what you're not there for. Oh, I muted you. Hold on. Let me unmute you. Go ahead. Sorry.
The most recent where he raised over $50
million. Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you were there like the week prior.
Yeah.
At the super elite.
Aunt all slim, Josh with the stash. We're making a new porn on Patreon. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's called Only First Responders. Speaking of Only First Responders, we have a meetup May 2nd in just outside of Orlando at Mulligan's Irish Pub. This is during Police Week, street cop training in Orlando. This is the after party brought to you by Anti-Hero Podcast. The whole Failure to Stop crew will be there. Conservative Man's going to be there. I think Joshua will be there. He just got back from his sabbatical. But we'll have a big live show at Mulligan's Irish Pub May 2nd, 7 p.m.-ish. We'll be there earlier, but we will be assholes because we'll be setting up and doing all the things. So please don't like bombard us with a whole bunch of questions. You can take some pictures of us setting up if that's what you want to do. But like, I'm usually pretty stressed out before a live show because, you know, we don't make our producers do everything. Even when we have Elijah, I mean, he's Mike the Cop's son, so he's kind of a prima donna. He's not going to do all the work, so we're still all running cables, gaffing, doing all the things. So I know, like, last time somebody mentioned that, like, wow, Eric's really cranky before the show. It's not that I'm cranky. It's just there's a lot to set up and go, and everybody has questions that doesn't pertain to me setting up. And so I'm like trying not to be a dick, but I'm like, yo, I can't. After the show, we can break bread and have beers. But like right now, I've got like a shit ton of stuff to get cleaned up. And you know, the bar manager's always watching you. You know what I mean? Because they don't know what's going on. And you know, you try not to make them mad. So anyway, yeah, it's a little bit hectic for me, but this is going to be a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of special guests. Street Cop Train. There's going to be a lot of special guests that we're not going to name because the venue is only we have to cut it off at 200. So, and it's Street Cop Training, but just know that a lot of people that are at Street Cop Training are venturing over to come to be on the live podcast with myself, Tyler, Conservative Ant, and everybody. And if you want to get your picture with Conservative Ant, you know what? That's what we'll do. Ant, while I'm setting up, you can do all the pictures with you and sign all the autographs with you.
Nobody wants to take a picture with me, bro.
Bro, shut up. We went to a fight and we couldn't even go ringside. And as we were walking down, people were like, Conservative Ant, Conservative Ant, Conservative Ant. You stopped and took, I don't know, 35 pictures, but you know, and Ken Shamrock's trying to get us ringside and you're taking pictures. And we feel bad for Ken. Because I was like, nobody's getting pictures with Ken. What's going on?
It's not my fault that something happens with straight dudes when I'm around. Like, it just gets super, like, sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had a good time.
I'll wear my sexy cop outfit. It'll be fun.
Oh my God. Always. Always. I can't wait. Listen. Wait, I think I'm sharing a room with you. So you know, tone it back a little bit. I mean, we got like a suite with multiple bedrooms.
Oh my God.
So, I'm not sleeping on a couch. Don't lie.
I'm so not
on the couch. So just
no, I know you're not sleeping on the couch. Neither am I. So we'll have a nice suite and it'll be fun. But we got a special guest on today and we'll bring him on. He is a cop sommelier out of California. And he's got a crazy story. And I'll bring him in for some commentary here shortly. But first, I got to jump into today's first topic, which is The Rock refusing to endorse Biden for president. Let me play this clip for you real quick, and then I'll bring Ronald on and we can all discuss it. Let me bring this on.
To America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no. I'm not going to do that because what I realized, what that caused back then was something that tears me up in my guts back then and now, which is division. I wouldn't do that because my goal is to bring our country together.
Wow. Spoken like a real politician, I feel like. Now, I don't know about you guys. I remember when The Rock came out with his endorsement for Biden. One of my big influencer buddies was really big at the time. He was in his heyday. He was on book tour and he wore only The Rock apparel. And he made a video of him like burning all The Rock apparel, which I thought was hilarious because I don't think The Rock really cares. I think that The Rock is probably the most followed person on Instagram, at least. Is that? He's like one of the top five. I know back in the day, I know at one point he was the most followed person on social media. That's why you have a fact checker on here to fact check that for me. But
Cristiano Ronaldo is the highest followed person.
That makes sense. Yeah, the soccer player. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, maybe he was the largest American. I don't know. I read it somewhere. Maybe I'm wrong. He's got to be in the top five, though. Top four. He's four. Yeah, he's four. That's what it was.
Then Selena Gomez, then Ariana Grande, and then The Rock.
Fair enough. Top four, and I think number five was Conservative Ant. So yep. On that list. But yeah, he came out of the Pentagon a few months ago, and everybody was like, why is The Rock coming to a big meeting at the Pentagon? I jokingly said, I bet you he's getting into politics. Now, That seemed very political. Or am I crazy? Did that seem political to you or no?
A little bit. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, I don't think any of Hollywood should even be involved in politics because we don't care.
Right. Fair enough. I feel you there. But I also think it's strange that The Rock, who is completely anti-Trump, pro-Oprah, decides he's going to go on to Fox News and even bring it up about his endorsement to Trump. It's like, if you're not going to endorse anyone and you don't have any agenda, why say anything? That's why I feel in my heart, he went on there and he brought it up because my Tanstradamus prediction, The Rock gets into politics. Go ahead.
I have two reasons.
All right.
First one, he's checking to see if the check cleared, and it obviously didn't this time. And second is because he's now a board member on TKO Holdings. Who is that? They are the company that owns the WWE and the UFC now. So he's now a big company man representing a company. So you, who's other guy, Dana White, I don't know if you've seen him with Donald Trump at some of the events, but he's a big Trump fan. So now you have two people.
They're best friends, by the way. Yep. They've been best friends.
Wow. So now I would have to imagine that the WCW and the WWF fans, WrestleMania fans, right? Predominantly conservative. Would that be crazy to say that?
I would think in 20 years ago, wholeheartedly, I would get behind that. But okay. In the mid, late 2000s, they went from the Attitude Era when WWE went from WWF to WWE, and then they bought WCW, and then they bought ECW, and then they bought all these other companies. So now it's just one wrestling promotion. There are no competing companies. There are a couple, but they're nowhere near in the level of where he's at. So way back then, they transitioned from this Attitude Era to no blood on TV. You're not cussing on TV, because there was a time where you could see naked boobs on TV from a wrestling event. Now, if you see blood, they'll pull you from the air. You'll be pulled from the card. You'll be released from your contract. So they completely transitioned this, you know, hardcore.
Really? There's no blood in wrestling anymore?
No, it is very much a PG thing that you could take and show your. It's one of the things that I would like to say that they wanted to transition it to where it's okay to bring as a family event. You could bring your entire family to these, because that's what was happening back then. But back then they were seeing tits and blood. Now they're seeing hugs and talking.
Well, that was my favorite part when I was a kid, was like when they would just get all bloodied up. And of course I liked it when the titties popped out. Were you a wrestling fan, Ant? Did you ever get into
the huge? I was a huge WWE fan. Huge.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Well, that was like Diamond Dallas Page and all that shit, right?
Ooh, DDP.
Yeah. Here's what I find so like baffling to me. So that's not okay, but naked drag queens at and kids in the same place is okay. I think it shows a lot of what they're trying to push right now. I grew up an 80s, 90s kid. So, I mean, girls on beer ads and titties was like, I mean, I still like a good pair of titties. So I thought that titties and blood were super cool for WWE. And I was totally into it. I mean, I had a toy ring with all of my wrestlers. Yeah. And I used to play with all that stuff. So, yeah, it's sad to see it change, you know, and I think you're right. I think it was mostly a conservative thing because we have no feelings and nothing really affects us. But liberals need hugs and kisses. And unless you're reading to kids on how to get blowjobs and you're dancing scantily at gay bars for kids, that's okay. But the other stuff is not.
Or like banging on the congressional floor, like just, you know, smashing, which, by the way, news of that this week came out. He will not be charged with anything. So
I could have told you that.
You want to pull a fire alarm in the White House? Go for it. You want to smash on the Congress floor? You know, whatever. Go for it. I don't know. Maybe it only applies to politicians, but
go for it as long as you are a Democrat.
As long as you're a Democrat, yeah.
Right. Like, if you want to go and stand outside, you want to go and stand outside the White House, though, and question an election, you are a domestic terrorist. You are going to jail.
Straight to jail. Straight to jail. By the way, I watched the most woke and disgusting movie ever last night. It was called Endangered Species or Endangered Something, and it's about this family who goes to Africa and they end up flipping over their vehicle. And it was the most like the dad, it was like the dad was a dumbass and a moron, and he also worked for an oil company. Oil companies are worse than poachers. The son was gay and the dad barely tolerated the son, which made him not tolerant enough to the son, which I thought in the movie the dad was being very was being very acceptant to a gay son. Like, that would have been my take too, by the way. You know, if that would have been my kid.
He didn't abort the son.
Didn't abort the son. But here's what I had a problem with the movie was, is that like he supported the son, but the dad's argument was that the son's gayness was taken away from his college scholarships and his athletics, and the kid's gay boyfriend was kind of getting in the way, and the dad was more concerned about. Right. But the dad was concerned about like him, you know, just like if you had a son that had a girlfriend and all of a sudden he's spending all this time with a girlfriend and he's not, you know, getting good grades and his scholarship's going away. Like, I felt in the movie, like, give the dad a break. Like, I would be the same way. I'd be like, look, you want to be gay? That's fine. But if your gay boyfriend is getting in the way of your studies and your scholarships, then like,
why
we need to
put
an end
to this. Boyfriend? It's his boyfriend. We know he's gay. If he's dating a guy.
Because I have friends that are boys, Anthony. And they're not gay boyfriends. They're my regular boyfriends. You're my boyfriend, dude. But you're not my gay boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
No, Ginger Billy did a skit like this. That's not what we're not called boyfriends.
Oh, you're not? Who did a skit? No, listen, I actually saw a TikTok where this girl got on the TikTok this week. And she was like, so girlfriend is completely, you know, from the 90s. And we need to like really get rid of that because us lesbians have worked really hard for our movement and to have girlfriend. Oh, you don't get
God,
to have
imagine
girlfriends.
Imagine waking up being so fucking pressed every day. Like,
dude,
you're, like, can these people have brain aneurysms already? I've had enough.
So that's why I say the gay, that would be like your gay girlfriend. Like, just change it to gay girlfriend or gay boyfriend. And that way we can have like friends that are boys and friends that are girls that are our girlfriends, but they're not our gay girlfriends.
Can we just talk about your reel yesterday real quick?
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about the reel? Go ahead. Yeah. And then we're going to bring on Ronald. Go ahead. What was up with my, did you like it or did you hate it?
No, I liked it. I'm fine with it because I'm a comedian. Like, I like comedic shit, dark shit.
Right.
But I can see why somebody would be like, oh, my God, this guy is literally telling people to abort their kids for being gay.
What? That's what you took from that?
Can you show the clip? Please show the. Can you bring it up?
Maybe Josh can work on it. It's on my Instagram, Josh. I don't know if you can screen grab it or not from Instagram, but he could try. No, my clip was. So there's a news article that is resurfacing on social media. This is an older article, but for some reason it's cycling through on TikTok and Instagram. And it's about basically that they can tell if your child is gay in the womb. And I was like, oh, is this the turning point? Is this where the pendulum swings? Where imagine if that was real, right? Like, imagine if you could tell a kid was gay in the womb, which this article is old and they've disproven that.
Yeah, I don't think you can do
they
that.
Can't yeah. do it. But in this article, they were like doing studies about it. Like, it was from like 2012 or 13 or something, the article was. So like they've since then like deprived. But like just to say for shits and giggles, you could tell. I know that there are a certain amount of Christians that would be like, not on my watch. Like, I'm not having a gay kid. And they would be aborting that fucking child. So they would be pro-abortion at that point. And then the lefties would be like, you can't abort the gay child. Gay fetuses matter. And then you have this whole pendulum sling, and that's where the Civil War happens. But all of a sudden, the Republican or like the church going like ultra-right conservatives are like pro-abortion. It was just this alternate reality that I was trying to bring up and make fun of.
No, yeah, you're totally right, by the way. But people, I get the point on it totally, because then it would be like for people.
Right.
But no, I do want to say that I do think that it's a, here we go.
All right, play it.
I don't know if the audio will come through. This is the only problem.
Okay. Hit yes or no if the audio is coming through on the chats.
No.
No, it's not coming through. But anyway,
okay.
There's the
we
article.
Don't need to spend, it's okay. We don't need to spend too much time on it. But I will tell people this. As somebody who obviously is gay, I would not have chosen to be gay. So for people to tell people that it is a choice, it is not. I do believe that it is a trait, just as sexual attraction for a man to a woman is a trait that is developed as you're growing as a baby. And I also think that you can be groomed. So I don't think it's a choice, because millions of people wouldn't choose the hard road to take in their life. And you also can't make somebody do something sexually as a choice if they are emotionally and physically not into it. So when people are like, you have the repent, you have the choice. I don't have the choice. I didn't choose this. I didn't choose to be attracted to men as straight men or not, do not choose to be attracted to women. You can make yourself to appease people, hence Christians, fucking psychos, some of them. But I can't just change my life and marry a woman to appease, I don't know, the Lord. That's not a thing. So
yeah, I'm not sure God would appreciate it. Like, I mean, he'd still know, like, right? Like if there was like a big, you know what I mean? If it was big on God's list, like, I think he would know, like, that you're married not out of love. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't, like, God would know you're faking it. So
No. I am not sounding like your wife now, Michael. I believe that many women ruin great men. Sorry. Yeah, they do. That's my opinion.
What do you think about P. Diddy? Do you think P. Diddy was born gay, or do you think he chose to do gay shit?
I think as you evolve into an adult at that point in your life, there might be things that you are more open-minded to trying and doing. P. Diddy's a whole different situation. That whole fucking...
Well, I mean, did it not blow you away when, like, all these, like, gay sexual allegations about P. Diddy came out? Like, it surprised me. I was like, dude, if you're a guy that's been smashing chicks forever and... But see,
you have a very one-track mind, though. You seem open-minded, but you're more like straight and narrow.
Right.
There are men that are straight that are open to doing things with all people, but they don't put themselves into a box.
Gotcha.
A lot of Christians have a box. This is the square. There's no hole on each corner. This is where it's got to be. But they themselves sin daily, just by being on the phone on their internet.
Sure.
So please don't cast stones. I think he was paid to do some of the stuff. I also just saw a TikTok that claims that he could have been an FBI informant.
Yeah, kind of like Epstein was like a Mossad spy type sitch.
Yes.
That makes sense.
So to the
and it would have a lot on P. Diddy because of like his early allegations and his early rise to fame. They could be like, look, you can either work for us or we can make this all go away right now. But you're super popular. We don't want to burn you down. So here, you're going to work for us. That's interesting.
But to the Christians, I mean, just because your wife is pegging you and not another guy, I mean, it's still a sin, right?
Is pegging a sin?
I don't fucking know. I don't know the rules of being a super Christian. I have no idea. All I know is Joel Osteen is taking your fucking money in the name of the Lord.
So, and he's definitely getting pegged by dudes, if I had to guess.
100%.
If I had to guess.
I have this really, like, as I'm finding my own faith lately, I have a certain disdain for Christians right now. I think that...
No, don't do that. I mean, I'm a Christian, but I am a Christian.
But look at your narrow mind sometimes. We have this conversation. What?
I am not narrow-minded.
Sometimes you are. It's okay, though. You're allowed to be.
Now my feelings are real bad.
That's okay. I get my feelings real bad.
I'm just kidding. I'm not... Listen, just because I can't conceive P. Diddy banging dudes does not make me narrow-minded.
But it's okay when you were watching lesbian porn when you were single. So two chicks on each other. I'm not
saying it's bad. I'm just saying I wouldn't have put it on my... I would never have guessed. Bingo card? Yeah, I wouldn't have put it on. I would never have guessed. Like, if you would have been like, dude, which one of these guys is banging dudes? Will Smith, P. Diddy, or Ric Flair? I would have been like, Ric Flair. Wrong. Ric Flair's the only one not.
Falk keeps saying, is it an inside joke I missed? What's BJJ?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh.
They all think I'm gay because I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I commented that.
I mean,
you said that you pounce on your wife like a lion after you're done. And I was like, but why? Why are you horny after this?
It's primal. You know what I mean? That's where I was going with that. It's primal. I've got this animal instinct. I just, you know, did primal like fighting men, grappling. Arr, now I'm all that is man. Then I come home and I empty my seed.
Now I understand why the Spartans were kind of gay.
A lot of primal activities from the Spartans. That just digressed like really fast.
So
let me
sorry.
Bring on
I'm
our so guest. Sorry. No, I loved it. I had a great time. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about you and P. Diddy, I guess. And I also learned
don't
that I'm
narrow-minded. Don't associate me and P. Diddy together, please.
I just brought it up because you said that it was a choice, like you, that you were born that way. And then I was like, well, like, do you think that P. Diddy was born that way? But like, because you said there was more than one way. I was just learning.
But
just,
I don't know why P. Anyways, I digress again.
Let me bring on Ronald.
P. Diddy video.
Listen, Ronald probably knows more about this than all of us because he lives in the Mecca. He lives in California and he's a sommelier. Former police officer. What else? Tell me your resume real quick.
So I spent 21 years with the Solano County Sheriff's Office, retired, went through a sommelier school. I'm a certified sommelier, a French wine scholar with honors, a California wine appellation specialist, basically a paid alcoholic. I kind of think of myself, I used to be a paid enabler, now disabler, now I'm a paid enabler.
Nice, dude. Well, it's funny because I met you, I don't know, 10 years ago on the interwebs.
Yeah.
I was a full-time police officer trying to get my sommelier diploma. I was getting my certified specialist of wine diploma at the time. I was doing the Gallo Wine Academy online, and I found that there was another cop sommelier out there. And you just, you know, there's not many of us, right, yeah, that are going down that path. And so you and I became friends, and then all of a sudden I find out that, you know, you're conservative and you kind of have some of the same issues I have. Now, you have some amazing sommelier stories. I actually got to break bread with you and have dinner with you, yep, in the great awesome state of North Carolina.
Tell Chef Manning's, that was awesome.
It was great. And they gave us a bottle of Opus One, which, yeah, was phenomenal. I appreciate that. You know, you wrote some articles pertaining to being a cop and a sommelier, and they were not published and taken down because of your pro thin blue line. We'll get into that towards the end of the show. But I want to bring you on just to commentate with Anthony and I. Do you have any opinions on The Rock? Were you a wrestler fan? Were you a Rock fan? And do you have any opinions on The Rock's not backing Biden this go around when he was very adamant about backing him up the last go around?
Yeah. I agree with you that, I see politics in his future. I don't know why he would switch gears that fast. My thinking is he's going to be jumping into the political game.
Yeah, I mean, and he's not the only celebrity to jump ship on the Biden administration. John Stewart seems like he might be jumping ship on the Biden administration, which is not why they brought him on. I think that they brought him back from the dead to kind of help the Biden movement, and he's really not helping it at all at this point. Are there other celebrities jumping ship that we know of? Ant, do you know of any celebrities that are switching sides?
I wouldn't say switching sides, but I would probably say that they're staying out of it. I had gotten some messages because I had recently talked to like Jenny McCarthy on the phone. And for a lot of people that don't know, she was very anti-vax since 2002 when she thought that vaccines affected her son with autism. Okay. So we had talked about it. And one thing that they don't do is get involved in politics publicly. And I actually respect that 100%. Like, you have a job as an entertainer, just entertain America and shut the fuck up. And so, like, Donnie Wahlberg was like, listen, politics aside, I don't give a shit who you support. Your shit is funny. I love it. Keep doing what you're doing. I respect that. So at the end of the day, I don't know if they're conservative. I don't know if they're liberal, but I like that. I don't want to know. Like, just entertain me.
Right. I feel like the Wahlbergs and Josh, you can fact check me on this. Have the Wahlbergs come out as like Trump supporters? I feel like
I think they are conservative though.
Right. Or like they came out, yeah, conservative. I know he's like, you know, super Catholic. But yes. Anyway, yeah. Yes. Big Catholics and I'm a big Wahlberg fan. But yeah, and I don't mind that celebrities let you know who they're voting for. It's when they use their celebrity power to influence you to vote for somebody else, like on a public platform. Like, I don't want to see this at the Grammys or the Emmys. You want to do right. your own private social media stuff. Like, I could care less. But like when you're on the national stage trying to do it, it is bothersome, right? Because it's like, it kind of takes, like, I have a hard time watching anything with Forrest Gump. What's his name? Tom Hanks. You know what I mean? Like all the political stuff that came out with Tom Hanks and the Bill Gates stuff, well, you know,
Kevin,
like,
Bacon, and Kevin Bacon just did something where it was like supporting trans rights or whatever. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. You're not even trans, or I mean, you could be, but it, I mean, it's like, we don't need to hear this from you. Like, right. This is for clout. It's giving you what, brownie points or something? How much did they pay you? I question. So I don't know.
Right. And speaking of pay, have you ever been paid to give a personal opinion on social media? Has TikTok or Instagram or the Trump administration, have they ever said like, hey, we want you to take a stance on this and we're going to give you money to do that? I mean, you have over 1 million followers. Has anybody ever done that to you in the game? Ant?
Me?
Yeah.
No, they've never asked me to give an opinion that I didn't agree with. So if they've seen that I agree with a certain subject, yes, they've reached out and been like, hey, thank you for supporting this issue. Would you make a video for us? Yes.
Okay.
But I've also, on the flip side, have been asked to do videos for something that I don't stand for, and I have turned it down.
Have they ever come to you and said, don't make this post?
No, I've never had anybody say that.
The reason I bring it up is because of this Jon Stewart thing that's going on. And I just mentioned Jon Stewart, speaking of celebrities, right? Apple came out to Jon Stewart on The Daily Show and discouraged him from interviewing the Federal Trade Commission chair, Lina Khan, while he was employed by Apple. So Apple brings him on to do this Apple show. He's going to bring on the Federal Trade Commission chair, Lina Khan, who, by the way, if you don't know Lina Khan and you haven't followed her, she is backed bipartisanly by Democrats and Republicans. She has spoken so highly of, and all of her peer groups, because she goes after monopoly businesses. She goes after fair trade. She's really in it kind of for everyone. And she had a discussion with Jon Stewart mainly about Amazon and how Amazon was going after small businesses. And why the Federal Trade Commission is fining and suing Amazon because they're charging small businesses almost 50% to be on their platform, and they couldn't exist without their platform. And so they're really kind of going against it. And they just have this huge monopoly, and they're feeding ads that don't relate to consumers and what they have been searching for on the algorithm. And so that's kind of harmful, and they're making billions and billions of dollars. But also wrapped up in that interview was about Apple kind of doing the same thing to its consumers. And so Apple came to Jon Stewart and discouraged him. Now, he left Apple. I mean, he's doing his own show now. But this was an article that came out this week. Daily Show host, this is coming from NBC News as of April 2nd, so not too long ago. April discouraged him from interviewing Federal Trade Commission Chair Lina Khan while he was employed by the tech giant. A new interview with Khan that aired late Monday on Comedy Central, Stewart claimed Apple leaned on him to avoid talking to Khan, who took over as head of the FTC in 2021. Quote, I want to have you on a podcast, and Apple asked us not to do it. They literally said, please don't talk to her, having nothing to do with what you do for a living. I just think that they didn't care for you. That's what happened. I'm going to play the clip for you real quick. I believe, is this the clip? Maybe I didn't clip it, or we removed it. I think it's very
things, I guess, will change.
That's a different clip. I think it's strange that, you know, John, and again, that's why I say, like, is people like Candace Owens, Jon Stewart and The Rock, all of a sudden they're starting to kind of push back against this mainstream narrative. Now, I know Candace Owens is conservative, but she just, she just gave a lot of pushback and was let go from, what was it? The Daily Wire that let her go? And, you know, but it was right after she went on a private podcast and kind of, you know, aired the baggage of what mainstream media was making her say and not making her say. But it's crazy that these big tech companies kind of have a stronghold on private journalism to say and do what you can and can't do. I'm experiencing that right now with the book I'm writing. We've had a certain instance where somebody didn't want their name on the book because it made police look too cool. And that's been kind of the holdup the last couple of months on the book. And, you know, it's crazy that some of these massive, massive industries that are in charge of what you read or what you see, just because they don't like what you align with, they control the narrative. That's why I think it was very interesting that The Rock, who was very adamantly left, very pro Biden, is now being seen on Fox News, now seen coming out of the Pentagon, now taking over WCW wrestling, now putting his political opinion out there. Very strange.
And that's kind of like Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. He's been very vocal now about what happened in New York with Donald Trump and how people don't want to do business in New York anymore, especially big investors. Like, he's been on Fox News a lot. Fox News, by the way, is right-wing propaganda on so many levels, except for a couple of shows. But we saw what they did to Tucker Carlson. One of my favorite ever commentators was Tomi Lahrum. She is completely different than she originally was when she got famous. And I believe it's because of mainstream media and because she's on Fox and they stifle the things that she says. They don't make, she's not allowed to say certain things. I give a huge shout out to Carrie Lake because she's a boss ass bitch. Because when they asked her to sell out, she said, "Abso-fucking-lutely not. The country needs to be saved. And no price can do that." I have said to a couple of companies and networks, no, I will never change my content or my belief on where I stand politically for any amount of money. It's not worth it to me because it doesn't do me any, it doesn't help the it doesn't help to save the country. Now, if you do that, because I know that there has been some TikTok influencers that are conservative that have been reached out to by liberal media to change their content. And I will say conservatives have stood strong. None of them switched over, but they tried it because they see a big following. They see people are listening to us and they're like, hey, but how much would it cost you to switch it up and now support Joe Biden? I don't care if it's $5 billion, baby. I don't like that motherfucker. And he has ruined our culture, our country, the nuclear family, everything. Liberals have ruined everything. So no amount of money can change my mind.
Now, we brought Ronald on today because being that he's no, you're good. No, that's what I do. He was actually living exactly what you're saying. Exactly. Right now, he was writing for an article for the Sommelier. Now, listen, if for those of you who don't know, the Sommelier group, the Sommelier background is very prestigious. The courts are very prestigious. There are many rules to follow. There's a certain look that you're kind of expected to have. You know, there's a massive expectation of knowledge that you're supposed to have. And, you know, I don't think it's uncommon. And this is dating back to when I was studying originally wine in the very early 2000s, that even then when nobody even had heard of sommeliers, I knew that the quartermaster sommeliers was highly political. And if you did step outside of any of the core values, good luck. You know, it is a big brother club and they are, you know, there's only 250 master sommeliers in the world, even though thousands and thousands have tried to achieve it. And they don't have to tell you why you didn't make it or did make it. And so it is a very tight knit brotherhood. And if you speak out against it, it's no shock to me that they would get rid of you. But Ronald is a certified sommelier through the quartermaster sommeliers. And so therefore he's probably expected to write articles. When you're a sommelier, you are expected to write certain things, give certain reviews, teach certain classes, and engage the public in wine education knowledge. So it's not uncommon for a sommelier to be writing anything. When I first got my sommelier diploma, I blogged a lot. I wrote a lot of articles for some big chain grocery stores. I did Ryan reviews. So on the cards back in the mid 2000s, if you read like Jammy and Robust, you know, there's a good chance that I wrote that. And you could have seen my name at the bottom of some of those reviews on some of the tags in these big chain grocery stores. So it's not uncommon for a wine writer to write. But what is common is for a wine writer or a wine sommelier to write a piece and it not get published only because it doesn't match the overall narrative that the country is moving in. Ron, would you like to fill us in a little bit on what happened to you briefly? And then I'm going to do, you know what? I'm going to do the ad break and then you're going to tell us. Sure. Think about what you're going to say. Today's show brought to you by ghostbed.com/wolfpack. Right now it sleeps so good. It's scary. Listen, one of my favorite parts about heading down and hanging out with Ant is that I know there's a ghost bed waiting for me. I'm trying to get us ghost beds in our suite for the May 2nd thing. Don't think it's going to happen, but trust me, if Ghost Bed could, they would. They hosted Ant and I down in, where were we? Was it West Palm Beach or Fort Lauderdale? Where did we go?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. To go see the ghost bed facility. Ant and I had so much fun jumping on beds. We tried out all the beds, laying on them and doing all the adjustable bases and the massage modes. And we left with some pillows and we had a great time. But Ghost Bed is absolute massive supporters of first responders. They've been a proud supporter of this show since its existence and since my podcasting existence of about 4 years now. So if you head over to Ghost Bed right now, you can look at their adjustable base, the massage. They got the zero gravity massage modes with hundreds of different, I mean, it's the endless. You want your left leg, your right hand. You can set these things to do whatever you want. There's zero gravity, so they shoot air up. They don't have these like invasive, I don't know the right word there, rollers and all these things that are going to contour your back. It's just literally like compressed air blowing into your back. Feels amazing. Head over to ghostbed.com/wolfpack today and get you sleep so good it's scary. 0% down, 0% financing. That's if you have sommelier credit. We also have factormeals.com/wolfpack50. You see Ant looking great, looking good. You've seen the pictures of him in Mar-a-Lago with all the Trump families, looking thin, looking nice, looking great, looking handsome. Your skin looks better. Your beard looks better. And that's because he's living right. He's doing all the right things. He's getting good night's sleep with his ghost bed. He's on a healthier diet, doing all the things. If you notice, I'm getting jacked. That's because I hit up those Factor Meals protein heavy. Factor Meals, you can do calorie conscious if you're trying to lose weight. You can do vegetarian, vegan, you can mix it up. Basically, it's meal planning to the next level. Chef prepared, fresh and never frozen meals delivered right to your door. I love getting the pictures of you guys eating your meals. I love hearing the feedback from all these fans that we have. Getting up on the Factor Meals, I just got a great picture yesterday of somebody said the beans were really smoky. Didn't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing. I know that the green beans that I had with the chicken I had were very buttery and garlicky. So he had a pasta dish. Said the green beans were smoky. So lots of cool things there. Don't eat like a peasant. Head over to factormeals.com/wolfpack50 for 50% off your first week. Factormeals.com/wolfpack50 for 50% off. Last but not least, we have the wellness company. Getting you prepared for the next coming pandemic. The elections are coming right around the corner. It's all ramping up. We've got apocalypses. We've got some kind of black hole being created on Earth. Who knows? The second, third coming of Christ could be any day now. Listen, prepare yourselves. Get a hold of the wellness company. They are going to pre-prescribe you medications, even if you're going on a cruise or travel. And you're going to a country that maybe malaria is a thing, or maybe you need to get pre-prescribed medications. They can handle all that. Come in great travel cases. I know that Ant has all three. Really nice packaging there. So get a hold of the wellness company. Use the Wolfpack for 10%. You can't be prepared without medications. The first thing the zombies are going to hit are all your pharmaceuticals, your CVSs, your Eckerd drugses, the real bad guys that need their drugs. I'm talking about your meth heads, your crackheads. They're going to be hitting those places first. And if you're in their way, they're thinking with the frontal part of their brain, you're not human to them. They're going to take you out. You got to stay away from those places. And that's why I like having the peace of mind from the wellness company. All right, Ronald, to you, sir. Give us a little brief background of what happened to you and what's going on.
Got it. So like you alluded to, when I was first got my accreditation back in 2010. Everybody knew I came from a law enforcement background. And actually, Tyler Florence of the Food Network, Food Truck Wars, I was working for him as his head som in San Francisco, and he gave me the name Cop Som. That's where it came from. So back in 2010 through about 2013, I was writing articles like every month, sometimes two a month, in all kinds of beverage publications. And then let's fast forward till the George Floyd incident. All of a sudden, I became the pariah of the sommelier world. Are you guys still there?
Oh, yeah, we're still here. Just listening. You became the pariah of the somm world.
Yeah, I became the pariah George Floyd. The somm world.
And now, I know that your social media was canceled during that time. I think you were pretty outspoken, pro-police. You know, and one of the things I wanted to ask you, and fire away, Josh, fire away of any questions you might have. And I was going to let you finish your story before I started asking these questions, but you finished. You stopped early, but I'll let you go.
Oh, I was going to finish. So,
Let you finish, and then I'll ask you my questions.
Yeah, so fast forward. As I said, I became the pariah. So it seemed to kind of die out. And I was approached by the Sommelier Journal to help on a piece about law enforcement, first responders going into the beverage business. I was co-writing it with one of the editors at Somm Journal, Lars Leek. His son is currently a NYPD officer. His grandfather was NYPD uncle. So it's a big family thing. So we worked on this article together. Before the actual paper publishing, they put it out on their social media, and I was immediately attacked by leftists, which is a large majority of those in the beverage industry, basically canceling me, basically saying unclaimed things that I was a homophobe, which is beyond. Having worked in San Francisco, I've marched in pride, so that's kind of utterly stupid.
Right. And so your last article, they're not editing for you. Listen, I'm running into the same thing right now with my book. It's absolutely bizarre and crazy. What kind of world we live in right now. But one of my big questions for you is being in San Francisco and being a sommelier. Now, listen, I've never met a sommelier, that was conservative. I have a good friend that's a sommelier. I've never really spoken politics with him, but I'm almost positive there's no way he's conservative. And so I keep my political comments to myself when hanging out with him. It's got to be hard to take a stand. What made you want to take a stand for police during that time, knowing that everybody around you disagrees with you?
Having friends that were still serving and seeing the crap that they had to go through, I was pissed off. Number one, the way they were getting attacked by the public. So as you're a sworn officer, you're not really allowed to use social media. They frown on it. Since I was retired, I kind of became their mouthpiece. You know, hey, well, look at this. As we know, all the unfactual things that were put out about law enforcement officers on a daily basis. And I would chime in with, hey, no, the FBI says da, 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 da. And therefore, I was canceled. That's the best term.
Yeah, your social media kind of went kaputs after that. Super shadow banned. Yeah. Not even shadow banned. I think you were removed, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, taken down completely. And now even in 2024, you've written this amazing piece about other cop sommeliers and the thin blue line and wine drinking, which, you know, a lot of guys in law enforcement, a lot of military guys are fascinated by wine because, you know, wine is by far the most fascinating beverage on the planet.
Right.
There's more chemistry. There's more history. There's, you know, you can't study enough about wine, and you'll never know everything there is to know about wine. The more you know, the more you realize how much you don't know. It's not like beer. It's not like bourbon where you can master it rather quickly. Wine is something that would take you 30, 40 years. And even if you're a master, I think a lot of the masters will say, I still don't know a lot about wine because it's so vast. It's such a massive universe. And that's why I say that it is the most elite beverage on the planet. And so a lot of cops, a lot of military guys do fall, you know, do drink it.
Yes.
And so the fact that they would not allow the publication to happen at the highest level, right? And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, you know, my book at every level has been, whoa, my God, this is crazy. This is the best. This is the funniest book we've ever read. And, you know, I've signed the major book deal and everything's going big. And we're just waiting on this really big, you know, we're waiting for this one little thing to be finished to make everything final and to be able to really talk about it. And then all of a sudden one person at the biggest part of the thing is like, wait a minute, this makes cops look too cool. Exact words, by the way. And so, you know, we're working through it and it shouldn't take too much longer, but it's crazy where we've come, in this world to where we're at now. And do you have any questions? You're muted, by the way. You have to unmute yourself. But do you have any questions for the cop, Sam, going through what he's going through, being completely canceled and kind of shunned from his industry? You've had to come out twice. And you and I have talked about a book coming out twice. So if anybody knows about, you know, being canceled, it's you. Do you have any words for Ronald?
And this goes back to exactly what we're all kind of dealing with. I think that, you know, for instance, when I went to broadcasting school, when they found out that I was a conservative, they said I would never make it in the media business ever. And they said that I needed to open my mind up. And I said, well, what does that mean? Well, you know. And I was like, oh, you want me to be a fucking liberal? I think that we're at a perfect time right now in history where we can reshape people. And we can reshape our society and have a parallel economy and a parallel everything to this. So, yes, it sucks to get, quote unquote, canceled. And it's a shame because a few bad apples in the United States, a police officer did some shitty shit. And so they've painted it to be this because that's the media, right? It's one or two of you. It's everybody's a shit person. So I think canceling, getting people canceled makes them stronger. Y'all know I'm a badge bunny already, so I look to get pulled over. It doesn't happen. I try to do shit to get handcuffed. That never happened. So,
bro, you drive faster than anybody I've ever been in a car with. You drive faster than like most cops. And he's like, I want to get pulled over.
F-150. I mean, it's got balls on it, but.
He's like, I want to get pulled over. I'm like, oh my God, like this is crazy. He's not lying when he says that. I got to get to this story really quick. And Ronald, while you're with us, listen, by the way, you can go and follow him at Cop Somm with two M's because Sommelier has two M's. So COPSOMM. He's the Cop Somm. Give him a follow, give him a like, enjoy his journey. And, you know, maybe there's a way that we can get him published in some Thin Blue Line magazines and he can do a piece on finding wine and how wine can save your life. Because I really feel like wine and the studying of wine kind of saved mine. It's been with me since after I deployed in 2005, and literally studying wine has kept me focused for, you know, 17 plus years of just just diving head into studying. And anytime in my life where I felt down or I felt weird, I could always go back to studying something from wine, whether it be historical stories or geography or geology. There's so much there. So it's done a lot for me. And I think it can do a lot for other people. And when I say that, it's not just from consuming the wine, it's studying about the wine, about the viticulture, the viniculture, the chemistry, the history, all the things. We got to get to this one little piece right here from RFK. Let me hit it for you real quick, and then we'll talk about it, boys.
Because you do have to only pick one candidate at the end of the day. But the Kennedy voter and the Trump voter, the enemy, our mutual enemy is Biden. If the Republicans accepted the fact that New York, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, most of the Northeast is going to go blue. Why wouldn't we put our vote to Bobby and at least get rid of Biden and get those 28 electoral votes in New York? The card's a little wrong. It says 26 electoral votes. Give those 28 electoral votes to Bobby rather than to Biden, thereby reducing Biden's 270. RFK.
Now, so that the left is freaking out over this. They've been freaking out ever since he went independent. And but you know what, though? I think the left shot themselves in the foot early on when they decided not to give RFK a voice at all. I think if they would have allowed him to speak, if they would have put him on CNN, if they would have allowed him to debate, he would have said enough things to shoot himself in the foot. He has been silenced up until now, and he had to sue to be able to finally be on the news. I mean, he literally sued big mainstream media for censoring him on all these platforms, on YouTube, on Facebook, and he has since won, and that's why he's getting a voice now, and you're starting to see him out there. But, you know, I think that the American people aren't stupid, and I think that RFK Jr., you know, for the Trump voters, one, you would have been able to hear his whole thing about guns and everything like that, and you would have been able to make, you know, a decision on what RFK really is. The problem is that nobody gave him a voice. Nobody knows what he's about. And now you're just getting snippets that he is pushing and he sounds really good. So now almost like the Democrats and the right like him because they're only seeing these cherry picked great articles and it's confusing to both sides. I think they should have let him speak from the beginning and your hard leftists would have written him off and your hard rightists would have let him off and it wouldn't have been a big deal. But now he's got momentum. And, you know, at the beginning of this momentum, they were afraid, was he going to take away from Trump votes? Now I think it's pretty obvious that he's taken all of the Biden votes, a lot more Biden votes than he's taken Trump votes, so much to the point where it's going to hurt Biden in the Electoral College, not in the overall votes. You guys have any opinions on that?
He's not a good old boy. His family might have been at one point, but he's not a good old boy. He doesn't toe the line, and that's why they don't want him to talk. Here's another problem that you're going to have is this country was legitimately founded because we were being taxed and the people didn't feel that we had adequate representation for where our money was going. So right now we have a country that's taxing the people and we have just did away with our democratic process that we have gotten us to this point. So there was no democratic debate. There was no vote off. There was, we're just going to put Biden out there and that's what it's going to be. So if the American people, if let's just say he gets elected again, what leg did he stand on to go, I am from the people put me here. Cause I'll ask what people, I didn't see any people to debate. Nobody people debated to put you here. Your people put you here. So that's like, it's a bigger issue to me with the debates and every, like, just not having debates to begin with. The American people demand that we have representation. And if the people that are in the elected positions aren't representing us, we need to demand that they either represent us or put people in there that do represent you. You don't think that this country is just hemorrhaging our American tax dollars for anything but Americans.
Now, that's, I know that... I know, Ronald, that living in where you live at, I don't want to be too specific where you live.
California, you can say it.
Yeah, I didn't want to say like what city or anything, but you know better than anybody, where are my taxes going?
Exactly. That's why the big exodus from this state, and Newsom tries to cover it up every chance he gets, but the numbers speak for themselves. I would say out of all the gentlemen I've worked and ladies I've worked with in law enforcement that have retired, I'd say a good 50% have moved out of this state because of the high taxes, high crime and everything else. Homelessness. There's literally a homeless encampment, literally 500 yards from my house where I'm speaking right now.
That's insane. And I have to rub it in Ant's face really quick because that's Ant and I's relationship. I know that you thought really highly of Clayton when you came here. You were a big fan of the town that I live in. Ant, I'm looking at you. He really liked it here. He really enjoyed his time here.
Okay. I know. He tries to sell me this state like it's fucking going out of style. I want to say this about Florida. Over 900,000 new Republican voters. Florida is not a swing state at all anymore. We are seeing a lot of California plates coming over and registering as red voters. And Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis actually has given police officers from other states a sign-on bonus and incentive to come to the state of Florida and join our police forces. I have many friends that are police officers in the state of Florida that have come from places like Michigan, Illinois, so on and so forth. Yes, we know North Carolina is beautiful, guys. I will never move there because even if there's a slight chance of frost, I don't want to be cold.
No, and you have a beautiful oasis. Your pool is amazing. I love your house.
My
like
backyard is like the resort. Best.
It is. It's like a resort. I enjoy being there. So I was born and raised in Florida. I just like to give Ant a hard time about it. Last, real quick before we head out, what is you guys' opinion on this whole RFK kind of actually, you know, they're saying it's a conspiracy now that RFK is brought on to help Trump. Do you guys see that? I think what happened was, RFK knew he wasn't going to win, but he also knew that the people who were silencing him was the left and it wasn't necessarily the right. And so I think he's going to do whatever it takes to thwart the left. And that's why he went independent, was because the left, his own people, he saw the silencing and he said the biggest threat to America is Joe Biden and the left as it stands now, because they are he's the only president in the history that has arrested his political opponents and has silenced anybody trying to rival him and shut down media companies. Not, let's forget, first thing Biden did was went after a conservative media company for the first time in history. A media company was shut down and raided, and a search warrant and all of their belongings, all their electronics were seized, cameras, all this stuff, so that they could not be successful. They took the knees, and now there's a new breaking news out today that we didn't have time to get into. Maybe we'll do a follow-up on Patreon, is that there's an FBI whistleblower that's coming out and saying that the CIA, that he knows that the CIA was trying to take down, or maybe it's vice versa, he's CIA, and when the FBI was, they came out to take down Alex Jones, and that they were going to chop him at the legs and take away his money. And he, RFK sees this. He saw it firsthand. I think that is why, I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think he's just like, look, I know I'm not going to win, but I have to do whatever I can to screw these guys over that tried to silence me. What is you guys' quick opinion on that?
It's a 2030 play. He knows that 2024 is potentially, I'll go ahead and say, my belief is Trump's going to, is a landslide. That's what it's going to be. So if you know that that's what's going to happen, I've asked this with the last election, when we were going, whether it was going to be Trump or Biden or Hillary or Biden or whoever that they wanted to put up against Trump. What happens after Trump's next 4 years when he's done? What happens then? Where does the country go to next? What happens after you don't have Orange Man's bad? We have to, Orange Man's bad. Nothing he does is great. He breathed the wrong air and it's a racist. He looked at this and this was racist. And he was, what happens in 4 years? The country's still going to go on. We're still going to have to pay our taxes. We're still going to go to the election. He's going to go into retirement. He's going to start another golf course. Do whatever. What's going to happen to the rest of us in 4 years? Who's going to be the next person that's going to come up? Is it Vivek? Is it RFK? Because 2030 is only 4 years away.
Oh, you think another Trump gets in office, like Eric Trump? I'm sorry.
Don Jr.
Sorry. I just would like an Eric to be in office. Because I think
love Eric. He's so sweet.
Such a cool name. Are you talking about Eric Tanzi, correct?
No, Eric Strong.
Oh, I forgot
you're
your friend.
A loser. Trump.
I forgot your friend. I'm just a narrow-minded loser. Ronald, last statements on the...
Yeah, I agree. RFK is playing a long game. He's just getting his toes in the water, get name recognition. And I agree. Watch it. 2030, as you pointed out, it's not very far off in the future. I can definitely see that happening.
Yeah, I can see it happening too. And we'll see. I did not think Donald Trump Jr. would be running. That would be, explosive. That would be everything the media needs. Because that would fuel them for the next 8 years. So that's an interesting take on that. But it's crazy because they already know who's going to run in 2030. We don't know, but I mean, a lot of people in politics, political commentators, like, and I had a friend of mine I don't know, like 10 years ago saying that Nikki Haley was going to be running for president at some point. And I was like, Nikki who? Maybe this wasn't 10 years. Maybe it was like 6 years ago, but it was a long time ago. I met a guy at a wedding, and he works for the Republican Party. And he says, yeah, Nikki Haley's going to be our girl. She's going to be the first woman president, mark my words. And I've never even heard of Nikki Haley. And, you know, lo and behold, this year, we start to hear about Nikki Haley. So I think that some of these political commentators are already on to it way in advance, like ESPN commentators. They've got good insight. And so there you go, Ant. Maybe you're onto something. Maybe you're onto something there. But for myself, for conservative Ant, for cops, Ronald Pluckett and Josh Deadleg Media, we appreciate you guys. Head over to Patriot. What is the patriotclothing.com? Patriotgear.com and get you official Patriot gear. You can get the Ant line. They come out with a new line every month. Make sure you follow conservative Ant for all of his political commentary, and check him out all over the place. We'll see you guys May the 2nd. And we love you guys so much. Till then, guns up, giddy up. Take us out, Joshua.